So check this out, dude.
Check it
I know we're all like stoked to kiss this year goodbye. What is it, like 20 days or something?
Oh man, you know, someone like myself would be keeping count, but I'm not because I just don't fucking care anymore.
Well, you know, it's funny because we all are stoked to get rid of this year.
Yes.
Like January 1st is going to be different than December 31st, right?
It's going to hit different, man. New Year's Eve is going to hit different. New Year's Day is going to hit different.
It's going to hit like this. Yeah. Because no one's allowed to party, dude. Just can you believe it was a year ago, dude? We were there with you, hanging out with you guys, doing the Roaring Twenties. It was the Roaring Twenties party.
We were so optimistic that evening.
Off to a terrible. Little did we know, 26 days later, we would lose Kobe. 45 days after that, we would lose the rest of the year. We're going on a year of this bullshit, dude.
Yeah, it's like March 453rd or something like that.
Remember, we thought it would be like 6 weeks, then 6 weeks turned to 9 weeks, then 9 weeks turned to the summer, then the summer turned into 6 months, and now it's 9 months in, 10 months in, and we're still here dealing with this. But I've thought of something.
Thanks, Trump. But yes, continue.
Something for us to look forward to, dude. I thought, you know, instead of thinking of terrible songs that would be the anthem of 2020, let's think of an anthem of 2021. Oh. And I already have it.
Oh, what is it?
It's a little bit of a throwback. I know you would want it to be a song that came out that year, but that's not how, you know, predicting the future works. I wouldn't know what Tadeusz Swindler's going to do next year. But this is what's going to happen, brother.
What's
because,
gonna happen?
You know, the vaccines are coming out. So I suggest my nomination for Song of the Year for 2021, as we throw back to Lil Jon, bro, is shots, 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 everybody, shot, 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 right for the vaccines, man.
Oh! Social Nuisance Podcast.
Oh, shit. Okay, bitches, you guys are going to be my...
Podcast. How you guys doing?
Welcome to Pound Town. Yeah, awesome.
Welcome to the Social Nuisance Podcast, your weekly discussion of all things current requiring. That shit's funny, man. I can't get over it. Your weekly discussion of all things requiring further insight, opinions, questions, and otherwise kick in your face perspectives towards the betterment of humanity. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help Pound Town grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, become a short sponsor and we'll advertise or a shout out, whatever you want, just by dropping a dollar into our Venmo at Social Nuisance. My name is Imagine, and joining me as always, a man who's, well, clearly already started his New Year's Eve countdown to get the fuck out of here.
Yes. Coaching. That's me, y'all. Yo.
How you doing, man?
Good, brother. Trying to be high energy. I know we typically do this on a Wednesday evening, but work is exhausting. The output at this new place is more than I've, you know, it's just as exhausting, dude. I come home and like it's tiring, dude.
Yeah. I've just rejoined the workforce and I feel fucking phenomenal that I have rejoined the workforce with a new job. So shout out me. But I'm tired, bro.
Yeah. This fucking work thing is no joke, dude. No wonder my fucking everybody, all our elders that we look up to, are always pissed off all the time, dude.
Yeah, but don't misconstrue tired for ungrateful.
Absolutely.
Super grateful, but still tired.
Yeah. But
nevertheless, we're still here. We're providing this content. We're going to continue on with the show to the best of our ability till the damn wheels fall off. I think they fell off two, three years ago. We're off the rail, but the wheels are still on the car. But we're still making it work. But, you know, it's a little inconsistent over the past, you know, Thanksgiving holidays. But, you know, whatever. We're making the best of it. How was your last couple weeks?
Oh, it was good, dude. It was good. There was an event that took place that I you know, when something affects my family and friends in a negative way, I try to think of every way to exploit or take advantage of the situation. And they say that you got to pick your battles. But I swing at every ball that crosses home plate. And if we have a minute, I'd like to share a quick story with the swing I swung.
Oh, shoot your shot.
All right. So, my beautiful wife and I.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, I'll swing my swung. I'm going to swing my swing. So we were out at our anniversary dinner.
All right. Congratulations.
Thank you, sir. Prior to the new set of rules, the new lockdown, and where we go is this beautiful restaurant, best food, nice patio dining, fireplaces everywhere. It's just a wonderful environment. Natalie's favorite food, so that's our spot. That's where we hit.
Nice.
But because they're outdoor dining, they now have like a 6 foot apart line to go in. And we went there right after work, so I'm wearing my my favorite ugly sweater from last year, the one that says "Go ahead, call the cops" with our logo in the back.
Love that one.
And there's this guy who, I mean, he could have been Biden or Donald Trump's kindergarten teacher. This is how old this fucking bag of bones was. All right, dude.
Interesting.
I'm talking about old as dirt, dude.
Not be outside.
Yeah. Like, I think foreign language to him was Hebrew when he was in school. But anyways, so he stops me and says, "Oh, are you one of those like defund the police kids?" And I don't even know what he's talking about. I'm not aware. You know, I'm not conscientious of the clothes I'm wearing. I'm just wearing clothes. And no, actually, like, I think the cops are doing a shit job, but I'm of the school of thought that taking money away doesn't make anything better. So no, I'm not defund the police. But if you're asking me, you know, like what I think about cops, I think they're doing fucking garbage work. But, you know, that's my sense. And he goes, "Oh, well, your sweater just threw me off." And I was like, "Oh no, this is pro people who want to call the cops on people like me when I show up to a room." And he's like, "Oh, okay." He's like, "Well, and then you got a sugar skull on your hat. But the cool thing about my hat is actually there's a sugar skull on the hat, but inside the sugar skull is a little Raiders logo. And it's because I'm a Raiders fan, but I don't like walking around with a Raiders logo on me, you know, like because of said situations, dude, where people try to, you know, judge you based off your football team." And I was like, "Yeah, no, actually, you know, I'm a Raiders fan." And he goes, "Oh, well, you must be a criminal then." And I go, "Yeah, all right."
Cool, bro.
Whatever you say, bro. But, you know, to me, it's like, whatever, those exchanges happen. But Natalie was visibly bothered by his jump to conclusion.
Yeah, what a dick.
So we sit down and we're eating. Yeah, total litter box, bro. And we're enjoying our dinner. And Nat goes, it just like bothers me how cool you could be sometimes in those kind of situations. And I go, "That guy's like 100. You know what I mean? He was dropping N-bombs before that was like not okay. We can't expect like quality people of that generation anymore. You know, like they built the roads. They're done. Like we use the roads."
Right.
And she's just like, kind of like marinating in a way to like hurt him. And I go, "Babe, the only way you turn people like that is you got to do something dope. You got to do something sweet. You got to really change their mind." And I light bulb grew from Despicable Me, dude.
Oh, okay. Got it.
I go, "You know what, honey? Don't worry about this. I'm going to buy his family dinner."
Oh, you're going to kill him with kindness.
Absolutely, dude. What I want to do is I want him the next time he meets a Raiders fan to have a different memory than whatever made him call me a criminal.
Right.
So I'm thinking about it, I'm like, this is our anniversary dinner. I'm going to go buy them. And it wasn't just like a small family. It was like they were like the grandparents, and then they had two or three daughters that all brought their kids. So it was like
they spawned.
It was family night out. Yeah, you know?
Got it.
And so I tell her I'm going to buy dinner, and she's like, you know, she's cool with it, but kind of also she sees my point.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I go over to let them know that I'm going to pick up their dinner. You know, Nat and I finish ours. So I go over on the way out and I go, "Hey, you guys, you know, I just, you know, you really upset my wife with the conclusion you made about me based on my hat and my sweater. And what I want to do is I want to change your opinion for next time you meet a Raiders fan. I want you to really remember something different than whatever made you call me a criminal. As I previously said, I get very circular. How often do I say the same thing all the time?
Only when you want to make a point.
Okay, cool. So all the time.
Yeah.
So I say the same thing all the time. So I tell them, "I'm going to pick up your ticket. I got you guys this dinner. Don't worry about it." They go, "What? No way." I was like, "Yep. I just want you guys, you know, I just want you to feel better about people like me on the street." And so we go ahead and walk out. And Nat goes, "What'd you tell them?" I go, "Babe, I told them that we bought their dinner." She goes, "Yeah, babe, but we didn't buy their dinner." I was like, "Get in the truck. Watch this."
Oh, no. Here comes the rub.
So they decide to just take my fucking word for it.
Oh, no.
So they get up and proceed to leave the restaurant where three waitresses come running out, stopping like, yo, you haven't, like, yo, you got to stop. And right at that moment, dude, we pull out in El Camino, drive by real slow, and I get to yell, "Oh, who's the criminal now?"
Happy anniversary.
That was our anniversary, bro.
Oh, you know, I liked all of it. because you're going to do something with kindness and, you know, try to reshape perspectives. I went from liking it to loving it, because now it's like, I'm going to elevate the badassery. You want to fuck with me?
Yep. So, and then, you know, a friend of mine made a great point. It's like, he called you a criminal and then trusted you. That's what he gets for trusting what he thinks is a criminal. Like,
I mean, that's true.
But I just know that that roller coaster of emotion when you anticipate spending money and then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I don't have to spend that money. And then you get boom, pow, life kicks you in the face. Like, oh no, you still have to spend that money. You're just like, oh fuck. I thought, you know how it's like those weird moments where you're like, you thought you were going to save and then no, you're not going to save.
Yeah.
But yeah.
That's awesome, man. It kind of reminds me of Obama. You think you would do something like that to Obama? Because he seems to be also anti-defund the police.
No, I just hear that a lot, that I remind people of Obama. But what do you mean?
So recently he came under fire. You know, everyone loves Obama. I love Obama. But every once in a while, someone, you know, that people look up to says the wrong thing. And this is one of those instances. So recently he advised activists to rethink the slogan, defund the police. He said that the phrase, you know, lost them a big audience. So he recently did an interview with, I think it was Good Morning America, and he said, as quoted, "If you believe, as I do, that we should be able to reform the criminal justice system so that it's not biased and treats everybody fairly, I guess you can use a snappy slogan like defund the police, but, you know, you lost a big audience the minute you say it, which makes it a lot less likely that you're actually going to get the changes you want done." And that didn't go over well with a lot of progressives, as well as people who are highly in favor of the defund the police movement, such as myself. And now he's getting all kinds of flack for it. Do you think the snappy slogan is kind of playing into the way he thinks?
I'm not sure. You know what I will consider he may be thinking about is being the first black president has to be nerve-wracking as fuck. And the first thing you think of is security. Like, am I going to be safe doing this?
Sure.
And he probably owes a lot of that peace of mind, whatever peace of mind he achieved, to, you know, law enforcement, different levels. Of course, Secret Service isn't fucking, no one's saying defund the Secret Service, but that might be a good idea. How much do they make? Didn't under Obama's rule, didn't they get busted banging a bunch of hookers in Brazil or something?
Oh, I remember that story. I think that was Obama.
Yeah. See, so, I mean, I could understand his appreciation for security is what I'm getting at.
Right.
But I see what he's saying about the snappy slogan. Like, slogans don't always do it, but he could be, I mean, shit. Part of the reason the Democrats lost to Donald Trump was their inability to absorb the new way and Donald Trump's ability to use Twitter to reach the masses. And part of the problem of the attention spans nowadays of these millennials and such is they need snappy slogans. They need shit like that to jump onto. It's hard. You can't have like a whole paragraph of shit to express your emotion when the cops beating the fuck out of you.
Yeah.
You know, you get 2 seconds to yell something and it's BLM or defund the police, bro.
Yeah.
You know, so I see both sides. But yeah. What did it cost? Like, I don't understand what it cost him. He charges $500,000 to speak. He's going to get speaking engagements. He's already got another $25 million book deal on the line. Like,
what happened is it's not so much that it's going to cost him anything. It's like, you know, like I said, he's put on such a high pedestal for being Obama.
Yeah.
That anything that comes out of line with the progressive movement, the youth vote that got him into the White House in the first place, if he turns his back on the youth vote as this, what it appears to be, you know, he gets in trouble for it. People call him out and they dislike it. But I think, again, like you said, I think there's two sides to that coin. He's very valid in the sense that if you have something like defund the police, it's just raw in a negative connotation kind of way. And it's off-putting to, you know, the centrist population. But I think what is not being acknowledged right now with the defund the police is quite simply fuck the centrist population. It's just gotten out of hand. Like you said, you know, the police have been doing a garbage job and there hasn't been any movement on it. So it's just more like, you know, fuck the police. But instead of just saying fuck the police, there's an action word that's a little bit lighter than fuck the police. It's defund the police.
Is it lighter? because I'd be up for one more fucking than defunding when it comes to my personal life. here's the other alternate perspective too, though, is that when you do something silent, such as, I don't know, kneel, you get fucking painted with a black brush anyways.
Yeah.
So why not say something drastic and see whose heads turn and then make progress from there? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like you said, there's no room for centrists. So.
Yeah. And the Republicans have been so successful with their snappy slogans. And in this day and age where everything's down to an acronym or a catchphrase, the snappy slogans is what's going to help with politics. It's a new wave. It's just how pop culture works now. So for the progressive movement, you need a snappy slogan. I think defund the police is just that. It's thought provoking. It's raw. It's offensive to a lot of people. But ultimately, if you take the time to really acknowledge what it means when it's being used, you know, you'll understand better. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to just reallocating police investments. But defund the police is the snappy catchphrase that has been utilized to capture the attention that's needed to move the needle.
So exactly. And I was going to say the attention of both sides, too.
Yep.
I mean, that's nothing will get someone to act more right than kicking them in their fucking wallet dick, right?
Yeah, exactly. So I think as much as I, you know, appreciate Obama for a number of things, and I know a number of people disagree with me on that, but whatever. This is a good example of, although he was the fresh new kid on the block in around 2004, 2008, he's not anymore.
You know, and while we're speaking on catchy phrases and the ability to catch attention or gain movement by a slogan, have you heard the latest grocery store commercials? I hear them on the radio, but more specifically what I'm talking about is one grocery store is offering free pickup. And the way they say it so boastfully is ridiculous to me, when all I could think is, like, hasn't it always been free to go pick up your groceries at the store? Like, well, how the fuck is that your sales point right now? Like, you've never charged me to go pick up groceries at the store. I get you're going to bag them and have them ready and I can be in my car. I understand that. But the specific phrasing is, it's free at Ralph's to pick up your groceries. Like, eat a dick, dude. How stupid are we as a generation that that's your sales point?
Well, how stupid are we that we fall for it? Like, hey, we have free pickup.
Well, I mean, there's no proof that we're falling for it because we always had to go pick up our groceries and we never paid to pick them. You know what I mean? It's just like, what do we do? I kind of felt like it was in tune with what we're talking about with the ability to say something and hope it gains traction.
Oh, I agree. I mean, and nothing gains traction quicker than the word free.
Yeah, that shit almost gave me a bloody nose when I heard that the other day. I was like, did you hear that shit? To the guy next to me, he's like, what? I was like, they offer free pickup. He's like, yeah, it's cool. I'm like, it's always been free to pick up your groceries. He's like, oh, fuck, I didn't think about that. I'm like, yeah, dude, think about that. Think about that. That's how bad we're getting fucked right now, that they can brag about shit we've always had for free. But
the American way.
I digress.
On the topic of police, Riverside County Sheriff Bianco. So for those who are familiar with Southern California, Riverside County is a little bit east of LA County. The sheriff out here has he released a video that I guess kind of went viral, at least in Southern California, was picked up by the news stations and whatnot. And it was just him looking all beef caked out, looking into the camera and saying, fuck you, Gavin Newsom. We're not going to enforce your lockdown orders. And he claimed hypocrisy, government overreach, and just simply saying that the governor has no place to make these orders, so he's not going to enforce them.
Yes.
And I think a number of people can, support where this sheriff is coming from. But my immediate reaction was, wait. Let me understand. Law enforcement is refusing to do law enforcement?
Well, it's not a law, so not specifically.
Well, the government has the ability to provide the governor to issue orders.
Yeah, mandates and orders and things like that, but that's not a law.
Okay. So, well, it's an enforcement of mandate, enforcement.
Yeah. So he doesn't feel like being a mandate enforcer with someone he doesn't, you know, see eye to eye with. And
isn't mandate another word for a law? I mean, it's not a, like a law, legislative law, but it's still...
I don't know, man, because there's a lot of words that I feel like have, you know, synonyms or multiple meanings, you know, in the English language. But I feel like when it comes to like our rules and regulations, they're very specific about word choice, because some lawyer will come out the corner and be like, well, freedom of the press does not mean you get to, you know, produce hate speech. You know, some, like, I don't know. I think there are very specific meanings behind the words that they pick, but this isn't uncharted territory. This is something that happens regularly. And, you know, predominantly on people who are against the Gavin, against sheriffs who aren't enforcing Gavin Newsom. They have no problem when sheriffs aren't enforcing ICE laws. They have no problem when county sheriffs won't, you know, enforce immigration laws. Like LA County has said that they'll be, they will not enforce illegal immigration violations. That's a law. Nobody's shitting on them for the past 10 years about that.
Well, I think it's a different conversation for state law versus federal law.
Well, and then even this isn't even a law at all. So this
I think you're splitting hairs in the idea of, like you said, a lawyer determining, well, this word doesn't mean this word. It doesn't mean the exact same thing.
What I'm talking about specifically is that when it's the shoe's on the other foot and the law isn't being enforced, no one's talking about it at that point.
I agree. I think it's a great, I think you have a great point with the immigration piece, because there was a lot of, you know, red states, red, you have red state governors who wanted to cooperate with ICE. And then you would have local counties that would say, no, we're not going to do it. Correct. I think that's a great example. And in this particular instance, I'm just having a hard time understanding where this Riverside County sheriff is coming from with refusing to enforce the safety mandate.
And I don't know which side is right or wrong on either one of those, the immigration conversation, which we're not having now, or the not just the mask mandate, but the lockdown mandate, the safer at home order mandate, not just the mask thing. I think we all pass that. We all agree you should wear a fucking mask, right? Like, I mean, I hope so. I don't know if I think all those people who argue that are now in ICU. But anyways, you owe your constituents. So here in Riverside, I believe the sheriff is elected, but you owe those people, you're supposed to reflect that environment. And Riverside, especially the city, I don't know about the county as a whole, but has definitely taken the stance that at this point, they want to take the side of small business and the people who want to protect themselves. They have decided that they're no longer going to take the stance that we all need to protect everybody a year into this. I don't know if there's more small businesses than in other counties. That I'm sure that a sheriff looks into, I'm not sure, I'm just saying this, I have no fucking reason to say I'm sure, but probably looks into what their demographic is and what is at cost, and hopefully makes an educated decision at that point. Yeah, I'm not sure that they do that at all. He could just be saying fuck Newsom just because he's on red team, blue team. I don't know.
Sure.
But, you know, it's not, like I said, it's not unprecedented. It happens all the time. And
does it make you uncomfortable?
That he's not enforcing that, or that.
Well, I think you brought up a really good perspective that caused me to pause and take a step back and reassess. Because you're right, and when it comes to fucked up immigration law,
look at in marijuana laws too. Like,
sure. So yeah, laws that we're in favor of. At least for myself, speaking as a progressive. I feel that if it's a law that's clearly fucked up, then yeah, I think the sheriff could step in and be like, yeah, we're not doing that.
Yeah.
But then now the shoe's on the other foot.
State has all the authority to still do it. They can still have state police that they could have do whatever they want. Here's my thing. I'm a slippery slope guy. Okay. Mm-hmm. When law enforcement begins to decide what they want to and not want to enforce, that's what makes me nervous.
Okay, yes. That's my point too.
Yeah. That's a sketchy point for me, but I'm not going to sit there and act like just because Newsom's the governor, this is the first time that sheriffs have gone and defied the governor's orders. Meanwhile, the governors have gone on record as defying the president's orders. You know what I mean? And that's never been an issue. But I don't like cherry picking shit. I've said it a million times on this podcast. I'll say it a million times till the day I die. If you can't enforce a rule equally, you can't enforce it at all.
That's fair.
You know what I mean? So and who knows that this sheriff is even doing that equally? What if the fucking restaurant that kicked him out as a teenager, what if he's enforcing it on them? Right. Maybe he's enforcing it on his ex-wife's fucking barbershop. You know, I don't know the rules. I don't like the idea of selective enforcement. I'm with you on that. But I'm not going to act like this is something new. And I will say, like, I believe that on this one, well, and look at LA County. The judge came out and said that they haven't proven yeah. that the restaurants are spreaders. And forcing yeah. them to shut down is not fair.
Yeah.
But then he also said, I'm not going to enforce my order till the 18th, which is when the 3-week ban is, ended. So that was kind of a bitch way to cop out of your fucking judgment. But
yeah, I thought that was fascinating too, because I am very much a proponent of let's lock everything down. Everybody yes. just bunker down, stay at home for a few weeks, and just ride it out. But I totally understand again small business and larger conversation towards that. And when this judge ruled against LA County, saying, "Well, show me the proof. Where's the science that says outside dining, indoor dining is super spreading?"
Yeah.
And they couldn't provide any proof. That's when I was like, oh, well, fuck. Exactly. Come on, man.
And I mean, dude, this is how out of touch our fucking representatives are. LA County, a city of over 13 million people, 13 million registered people as of the last census, not 2020, that's 2010. Okay. So that doesn't include Mexicans, Russians, I don't know, whoever the fuck else, Trump, Canadians, without clicking ballots or whatever, dude. But anyways, they're going to send 4,000 people $800.
Oh, yeah, I saw that one too.
Are you fucking kidding me? Like, how out of touch are you in the county of Los Angeles to send 4,000 people $800 and feel like you did something accomplished? You know that gif of the Joker in jail clapping like this?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's just how I felt when I heard that, dude. Like, that's beyond silly, right?
Yeah, so the background on that is that because the service industry is going to be greatly affected with this next lockdown, or this current right. lockdown, rather, Mayor Garcetti, I think, made an announcement that they were going to provide an $800 payment to a number of service workers. What he left out was how many service workers were going to be getting that amount of money. Now, I'm not sure if that's because that's all the money they have, that's all they could provide, or that's just, like you said, how out of touch they are thinking that that's going to be sufficient in any capacity.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's much more money. That's like pissing in the Pacific and telling me you're warming the ocean, bro. Get the fuck out of here. Here's the thing. The only way that helps anybody is if like 5 servers rent an apartment together. Now they got rent for 1 month.
1 month.
And all 5 of them get to be a part of that 4,000. There's 4,000 servers in Pico Rivera, and that place is small as fuck. You know what I mean?
Like, you're not wrong.
I don't know. Like, if that is all they have to give, God bless them. I don't think it is. But this is like, dude, I'm all for committing to a decision, dude. Either we need to back the fuck off and go through whatever hell we're going to have to go through. I think we should have did that back in the summer, because I think the virus had less of a chance to create such an impact on families and economics as well. But I'm also for a 3-week total lockdown, but you yeah. can't do that without a stimulus.
A true real agree.
Stimulus. I don't think that's possible to accomplish. I think if we started now, December 10th, if we decided now, look, all right, we're going to make a box of food for every Californian. That's going to last them 2 or 3 weeks. In that box of food is going to be an envelope with $2,500. And it's not per person. It's not per how many kids you get. It's the average rent or average mortgage is $2,200. We're going to give everybody at least that. If your rent's higher than that, you probably got the means to make it through. And then we're going to drop all these off January 1st. No one's allowed out till January 31st. I'm with that. Mm-hmm. But you can't expect people to just stop at the drop of it. I guarantee you. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of fuckos getting coronavirus because they're not wearing masks or being reckless. Or, whatever it is,
yeah.
earning it, so to speak.
True.
But I know there's a fuckload of those people that were just trying to be honest at work. I knew a fuckload of those people were just like, I had no option. I know a fuckload of those people were, I didn't have a place for my kids. So they went to school, whatever yeah. it may be. They're not everybody's earning it the way, we think of people earning it, yeah. And this second wave is what was all predicted is far, far, far much worse than the first wave, dude.
Yeah, yeah, I think you hit it exactly, took the words out of my mouth. I mean, if we had the means, the true means to set everyone up to be locked down for a month, that's what we should do. And the fact that we are not doing it and thinking it's still going to be enough, like you're half-assing it and you're like, you're trying to just sell us bullshit thinking it's going to be okay. Here's a quarter of what you need, but you know, we'll make it work. It's fine.
And we were so much closer to having those means before the economic impact of like a 9-month stalemate with the virus. You know what I mean? This is one of them old Mexican standoffs. But if we would have took this approach from day one and said like, hey, dude, this thing is going to be serious. I mean, do you remember the videos coming out of China before it affected America of people walking and just falling dead on the sidewalk?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if we took back for a second and was like, well, something serious is coming. Let's, you know, really, we could have had a plan. We were such a prosperous country the past 4 years. Money was through the roof, you know, and now they're calling it the fucking $12 trillion virus or some shit because the effects of the fallout are going to be fucking tremendous.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, people who are getting upset, they get upset with Gavin Newsom, they get upset with local authorities, the sheriff, they get upset with, you know, board of supervisors, they get upset with everybody. But ultimately, I think history will show that this was a federal failure.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was leadership across the board, but yeah, it starts at the top dog. And, you know, I still think back to those moments when Fauci was saying, you don't need a mask. And he said that on purpose, knowing we didn't have enough masks as a nation. Your ability to get on TV and lie to the population about something so fucking dangerous makes you a disgusting human being, dude. You know, I get that there was like strategy, but dude, why are we in a place as a society that we accept that's just like, shit. Okay. Yeah. Like if that was like the Chinese government, they would fucking execute him in front of everybody.
Yeah, if that's how it went down in actuality, then yeah, you're totally right. Yeah, totally agree. But you know, there comes a time when you don't want to panic humans and exactly. Get out of hand. And I think the next couple stories fall right into line with that.
Oh, cool.
The first thing is that
I think we're going where I hope we're going. Sorry, I didn't mean it. All right, I'm excited. Let's go.
Let's
I'm excited for the second half.
A former Israeli space security chief just recently went on record to say aliens are real.
Yes.
And not only are they real,
uh-huh.
We have an agreement with them. There's current negotiations about the future with them. There's ongoing studies, all that shit. Like, it's normal. They're real. They're on Mars. We partner with them. We have an agreement with them. And they're called the Galactic Federation.
Yes.
Wait, what?
Yep.
So the beautiful thing about this story, I was talking to my wife about it, and I was saying, you know, it would be crazy. Under any normal circumstances, you hear someone say this shit, you're like, oh, well, clearly they're fucking crazy.
But it's 2020, baby.
Yeah, but not only the 2020, but this guy, I don't have his name, and if I did have his name, I'd probably fuck it up anyways. Oh. But anyways.
His name is Chaim. Chaim.
Yeah,
idiot is in his name because I remember going, this idiot's telling us this. It's Chaim Idiot or something.
He's highly respected, has numerous awards, accreditations,
also 90
very,
years old,
very reputable within the space community,
correct?
As I know, and with that reputation and credibility, he finally comes out and be like, oh, yes, aliens, whatever, yeah. They're real.
Yeah.
Now that's what made me take pause and be like, well, if it was like a crazy guy, they'd be like, oh, yeah, that's fucking crazy. But you have like this super accredited guy who has all the shit that you would want the guy to make the announcement with.
Uh-huh.
He has all the shit to back it up. He made the announcement, which made me go, you know, well, fuck, maybe he's telling the truth.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, there's a couple things. One, his name does have the word idiot in it, I believe. I don't know.
Fact check.
Yeah.
Judges.
Second thing was, he was like, and Donald Trump almost blew the secret. And I was like, you blew the secret. You can't talk about anybody else who almost blew the secret. You're fucking telling us the secret.
It kind of lines up with Trump announcing Space Force. Maybe like Trump was like, oh shit, there are aliens. You know what we're gonna do? We should set up a fucking government branch. Space Force to deal with these fucking guys.
And then the guy's 90 years old. So he may not have coronavirus, but like Alzheimer's could be acting up. You know what I mean? I don't know, man. Cause you know, here's what gets weird. He says that we have a base in Mars that's 20 miles deep into Mars, where we're currently working with Russian scientists and cosmonauts. They are, right?
Yeah, cosmonauts and then, for Russians. Astronauts.
Did you see the Russians named their vaccine Sputnik just to spit in the face of Americans that they got their first year?
Yeah, that's hilarious. Right.
Anyways, it's like, dude, we don't have the ability to go 20 miles into Earth's core. Like, how the fuck did we get 20 miles into Mars's core? So I don't.
Or there was, do we?
I don't. there were things that like I said, really stood out the story. One, you can't accuse someone of almost blowing the lid for the lid you just blew. And you can't be 10 years close. This is something else with Americans. Like, can we stop listening to people that are over 75?
So that both presidents.
Yeah. And then what was the other thing? Oh, how about this? How do we know he's not one of the, cause he said the aliens are already among us and have interbred and may also exist on a level so above us that they may be able to be like parallel universe in our environment. So like they're in your room with you right now.
That's dope.
And then I was thinking like, well, why, what would lead me to think that you're a human talking to me then? If you're telling me all these things, you're probably fucking one of them, bro. And that would not, that does not lead to me insinuating that Jews are aliens.
If
just this guy in particular.
If there's aliens walking among us and I was able to spot them out, I would say it would be the 3-year-old North Korean kids that play the guitar amazingly well. Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't.
Okay, there's a video, I'm sure you can YouTube it, of like these North Korean, they're like 3-4 years old, and they're like excellent guitar players. And they're playing in unison. It's very creepy at how fucking precise and amazing they play. I would say those are the aliens for sure. There's no
Let's play a game. Let's play a game. Let's think of a couple YouTube videos.
Okay.
That surfaced that would lead you to believe there was an alien in the room. I'll answer with this one. There's that. You have that one. Did you ever see when the Russia's prime minister, what's his name?
Vladimir Putin. Yeah.
When he was walking and the crow waved to him.
Oh no!
You didn't see that one?
No.
He's walking just down, and there's a crow there, and he waves to the crow, and the crow waves back to him, like, "Hey, what's up?" And then walks away.
Oh man! Alien in the room. Say they're photoshopped.
Alien in the room. You got another one? Another? What's another viral video that would make you think?
I would say anyone who. You know, the only one that's really come to mind right now is Dogface on TikTok. He had the Fleetwood Mac shit.
Yeah.
I mean, anyone who is vibing that hard in 2020 has got to be alien.
See, I just think he was super native because he was half Mexican and half Native American.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I think he's just one with that ground.
One with the ground, one with the sky.
Yeah.
Like aliens in the sky.
How about the video I sent you of the moose running on water? Did you see that shit? That's got to be an alien.
Well, it clearly has to be an alien. I can't imagine a moose moving their caboose so quickly across the water.
Did you see that shit? The only thing I could think is that like the boat wasn't actually a boat. It's just kind of one of those like pond skippers. And it itself can be on like really low amounts of water. But the moose clear runs across the front of the boat. And then runs back. And I had posted like, oh, it's mooses, right?
Yeah, I get it. Like Jesus's.
Like Moses, but the moose. Mooses.
Okay, got it.
And then someone goes, Moses didn't walk on water. He parted the sea. I go, I hate to break it to you, baby doll, but he didn't part the sea either. That's something your fancy color book told you. That's not quite true either. All right, aliens.
Yeah, so as we're okay, continue. Question. I feel like this would be a good question.
Yeah, quick question. I'm going, bro.
Yeah, please.
Free balling. So aliens, all right. Do you ever think about how like you know how we personify everything? Like
it has a face.
Or we make like we give human emotions to pets or plants.
I thought you were talking about like Hail Mary appearing on toast or something like that.
No. Not deitize, personify. No. We make everything a person.
Oh, so, okay. Like you give your car a name?
Exactly.
Okay.
How parallel do you think aliens' lives go with people's lives? Like, do you think there's an alien really concerned about like his, like maybe he's a little chubby and he's like thinking about going on like alien keto, and like he has, you know, he has to fight like the temptations of an alien diet. You think that happens to aliens?
I don't know, but I sure hope so.
Or like, what does alien beef with the husband and wife look like, dude? Can you imagine that?
I'm trying so hard and I'm not getting a clear picture. Nothing. But I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. An alien like trying to not eat that last donut. I don't know, man. I'm just trying to like, what's an alien's life like, dude? I'm just saying all this shit because I'm an alien. I'm trying to throw off the listeners.
Oh man, that's fucking funny. That's funny. But you know, if the aliens are going to send us a signal, I mean, I wish they would have done a more advanced signal than the monolith.
Yeah, that little Reynolds wrap structure.
Yeah. So for those who've been living under a rock this past couple weeks, this weird aluminum structure, triangle, pyramid, prism, I don't fucking know, appeared in the Utah desert. It was just discovered, and Google researchers found out that it's been there for a few years. And then one day it just disappeared, and then one appeared in Romania, and then disappeared, and then one appeared in Mountain View, and then disappeared. So everyone was automatically jumping into like, oh, it's fucking aliens or conspiracy theories and blah, blah, blah. It's art. What it turned out to be was bullshit. And right. It didn't disappear. Numerous videos and statements have been released discussing about these people who have taken down the monolith. So the one in Utah, a group of guys went out to the monolith in Utah, took the fucking thing down, and then released a statement saying we did it because we're environmentalists. It's out in the middle of the fucking Utah desert. People that are coming out to the Utah desert are leaving their trash behind and their shit. Literally, they're taking shits in the bushes and just fucking leaving it there.
Yeah.
Which you would think would be fine in nature. But nah, man, the nature preserve was not made for your shit. It's not preserved for you to shit on it.
Didn't it also come out too, though, that it's like a couple of guys who are selling them or something?
I would be surprised.
I was trying to look it up right now. I believe that I found a story where they're selling them for like $40,000 and it was like a marketing thing. But audio kicked in and I was afraid it was going to be on the show. If it did show up on the show, I apologize. But I was like, oh, I freaked out.
There was also one that turned up in Mountain View, California. So shout out Mountain View. And there was another video that went out showing a bunch of guys from Orange County who traveled about 5 hours to Mountain View to take down the monolith and say, nah, fuck aliens. It's all about Jesus. And they took down the monolith, broke it apart, and then they left a wooden cross in its place. Because, you know,
Gotta make it Christian. I was thinking that they were going to be like, remember the old Tesla poles where the volts would come out of it?
Oh, yeah.
And I was hoping there'd be a bunch of like TikTokers right there, right when the aliens like flip the switch and just and get rid of like that whole generation. What if COVID came to eliminate all like racists? Right, because they're all like 70 and up, and they're people who drop N bombs for free. And then those charger things came to get rid of the TikTok generation, and those normal people got to exist for like 10, 15 years before the kids grew up and did something else stupid. What if we've eliminated all aspects of our saving grace, bro?
Thanks to the monolith.
Yeah, I mean, well, we took them down now. Now, like, the TikTokers are going to be free to roam and just annoy us and. There's already enough in the way people. We don't need you in the way now with your phone up at an angle because, you know, you don't want everybody to see your second chin or whatever it is.
You're probably right. That's a great angle for me. How dare you?
Maybe that's why God liked us for so long, dude, because he's always looking at us from that angle. And he doesn't see how we actually are as humans.
Yeah, yeah. Devil has seen my double chin.
Just freeballing, bro. Just freeballing here.
I'm sure.
Trying to put a show together every week.
I feel like
you know?
There's something very introspective about the devil seeing your double chin.
Yeah, probably the devil, and he's looking up at us. You see assholes and balls all day, dirty snatches, right? Because when snatches are clean, you know they're pointed up. But like maybe that's where the misery comes from, you know?
That
like,
makes sense. That makes sense.
I get it, dude. I get it all now.
Well, that's kind of all the stories I have for this week. Do you have any other stories that kind of come to mind?
No, it was the alien one. We got little John out the way. Oh, well, I guess that's more of a, you know what? Actually, let's do No.
I got it to be or not to be.
Hit us with that then.
Okay, cool. To be or not to be an unwritten law. The passenger in the car is always the DJ unless it's the Lyft driver.
Oh.
Like you're driving. Like this is usually a road trip rule, but even if you're not road tripping, it's just in general, you're going to the grocery store. Does the passenger still the DJ?
That's, I'm going to say a not to be for me.
Okay.
Because I was, it's the driver, dude.
Yeah.
It's the driver. The driver's in charge, dude. All aspects of the vehicle, radio included. And I tell you what, you play the wrong song too many fucking times in my car, I might lead us straight to a fucking light pole. That's not a joke.
I have to agree with you. I think it's also not to be. I'm not sure where this came from. You know, there's the driver, the DJ, and the navigator. I get it. But, I mean, the last thing you want is the person in the back seat to back seat drive with directions. So yeah. I'm not sure where the fuck that came from.
Uh-uh. And yeah. I don't want them getting my food ready because I can't see. I can't see what's going on back there.
Can you imagine being the driver in this annoying ass car? So you're driving, you have to, you know, put up with traffic and all that shit. But then you have your passenger who's putting on some really shitty music, and then you have the person in the back seat trying to make you a taco while giving you incorrect directions.
You know what?
Shitty trip.
Get the fuck out.
They're all probably in Utah.
Get out. Get the fuck out. Yeah. You know what? Fuck that monolith. I hope it goes off. Kills the TikTokers. Not a part of this. Not a part of this journey anymore. I'm not. I'm backing out. Nope, not gonna do it. Wouldn't be prudent.
Okay. I'm glad we settled that. So for anyone who disagrees, you're clearly incorrect.
That was a quick, easy one.
Yeah. You want to jump into your know what? We're probably gonna discuss it.
Yeah, let's discuss this one. You know what, bro?
What?
They always say that the early bird gets the worm.
Okay.
I don't eat worms.
I mean, like, I don't eat worms.
In fact, I'll double up on this. I eat birds.
Oh.
Like, I love chicken.
Oh.
Quail. Cornish hens. I mean, I would be down to take down a penguin sandwich at some point in my life. But it's like, if I step further back from that like cliche, I guess it is, you know, I actually want the birds to tire themselves out. So like, go on, start your morning at 5 a.m. Do your day, get the jump, you know, the jump of the gun. When you're nice and tired, dude, I'm going to come in and rob you. I think that's the moral of my story. Like, we should just rob tired people and kill, you know, exhausted birds.
So are you the worm in this scenario?
No. I'm the guy holding back.
Oh, okay.
My stepdad told me my whole life, early bird gets the worm. And it just occurred to me, 35 years old the other day, like, I don't eat worms. Go. Actually, I eat birds. So be the bird that gets the worm, you know? I'm going to be Daddy Shark over here, do, waiting for you to get back. All tired from worm birding.
Birding? Yeah. you be the patient worm who gets the bird, because eventually the bird's going to die and the worm's going to eat the bird.
Or be a smart worm and put up all the other worms first, let them lead the charge. Why haven't worms, I guess because they don't have brains, right? I was like, why haven't they evolved to just work later in the day? How come they haven't heard the phrase, the early bird gets the worm? Then the worm would be like, well, I don't want to be the early worm.
I'm trying to get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
It makes sense. Come on, worms. Imagine,
since we personify everything, think about all these broken worm homes where a wife was all excited that her man got a job and was leaving early in the morning just to never return because he had to be the early worm on his way to the worm factory to get his little worm paycheck.
Sad worm. Do you think that if the worms went out to a club, do you think their go-to dance is the worm?
It has to be, dude. But they have variations of it.
Ah.
Speaking of worms, not big worm, phase on love, but did you hear Tiny died today?
Oh, yeah, Debo.
Shout out to Debo, bro. Well, it's too late now. Debo.
Yeah.
Shout out to Debo. Shout out to Big Worm. Big Worm, hit me up on Instagram.
That's what's up.
Well, hit me back, not hit me up.
I approve of that. Hey, man, you know what?
What's that, my man?
Can we agree the most famous Tom is from Tom and Jerry?
Oh.
Not the MySpace guy and not the shoe guy. But all the right. Cat.
That's a tough one, dude.
I feel like people, you know, automatically you say Tom and they're like, oh, MySpace. Or you say Tom's, and they're like, oh, like the shoes. But the only Tom that matters in my fucking life is Tom and Jerry.
That's, yeah, that's, well, but we're past MySpace. 15 years ago, that might not have been your answer, dude. There might have been two Toms that married.
Well, in that case, married mattered. Tom and Jerry, Tom, is just timeless. It's classic.
I think so, dude. And he's obviously the most, like, credentialed and highest of personality and societal gift, you know, because Tom from MySpace just faded out. And I don't even think he really looked like that picture by the time he did fade out.
Yeah, I would love to see what he looks like now. That'd be funny. Same pose. Like
he's one of those assholes on Plenty of Fish with a picture from 15 years ago.
He's in the same photo. Everyone thinks it's spam. He's like, no, it's me.
Yeah, exactly. And then Tom's from Tom's, the shoes. Nobody even knows if that guy is a Tom or if, like, that just, I mean, for all I know, we were reading the label upside down and it was smut. I don't know, dude. I hated those shoes. They were so, I couldn't stand when men wore those shoes. I was like, I see what you're doing. You're trying to trick girls.
Yeah. Well, Tom is the greatest Tom, but clearly he's the worst cat, right? Because he never caught Jerry.
That's true.
You're a horrible cat.
That's true.
Cool.
You know what, bro?
What?
Hotel California?
Yeah. Classic.
Yeah. You know how there's a lot of debate about what it's about?
I've heard debates, yes.
It's not about hell. It's just about work.
Which is?
Like your daily job. Let me read a couple lyrics, if you don't mind.
Okay, Hotel California is about your job, not hell. Go ahead.
Yeah, on a dark desert highway, cool wind in my hair, warm smells of comidas rising up through the air. Up ahead in the distance, I saw a shimmering light. My head grew heavy and my sight grew dim. I had to stop for the night. There she stood in the doorway. I heard the mission bell and I was thinking to myself, this could have been heaven or this could be hell. Then she lit a candle and showed me the way. The voices down the corridor, I thought I heard them say, you know, welcome to Hotel California, such a lovely place, such a lovely place. Her mind is Tiffany Twisted, money. Got Mercedes Benz, money. She got a lot of pretty, pretty boys that she calls friends. Dates, going out at night. How they dance in the courtyard, sweet summer sweat. Some dance to remember, some dance to forget. It's all about feeding whatever your vice is, dude. It's about going to work. So I called the captain, please bring me my wine. He said, we haven't had this experience since 1969. So those voices are calling far away. Wake you up in the middle of the night, just say, welcome to Hotel California. Anyways, if you go on to read the lyrics, you'll start to see it's about the daily grind that you're never going to get out of grinding daily because of your own vices or whatever it is that you pay for. But yeah, I heard that song at work and I was just like, this is about this place. And then I was like, so, and I appreciate my job. I don't think that my job is hell, but I'm just saying, like, in general, like, I realized it, like, all the ties to being stuck in that room was about whatever it is that you think you need. Because right. At the end of the day, you know, food is on the floor. Like, you just need a garden to eat.
Or chickens.
Or birds. Burr, 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 burr.
Hey, man, you know what?
What's that, my man?
Kicks are only parent approved because we, the kids who tested them, are now the parents.
Oh.
That's why they're parent approved, because we fucking loved them as kids. So fuck yeah, they're going to be parent approved. I fucking love Kicks.
Were they parent approved when we were kids?
Who the fuck knows? Parents didn't matter back then.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, that's
who the fuck cares what they thought?
That was the best fucking answer, dude. Oh, shit. That got me. Excuse me. You know what?
What?
Women without a husband, stop judging your homegirl's husbands. Okay?
Oh, okay. This is about to open. What the worms that are in the ground ended up in a can. Yeah. You're about to open that can.
Continue. They're worming now, bro. They're worming now. Yeah, like, don't judge your homegirl's husbands. Like, yeah, so-and-so's husband's such an asshole. It's like, bitch, where's your husband? Oh, I don't got one. I'm single. Yeah, I know. I know. Your intelligent base on what it's like to live with a man might not be, one, is for sure biased. Two, might not be all that educated. And three is, quite frankly, valueless around these parts. So shut the fuck up, ho.
As always, I want to thank you all for joining us here in Pound Town. But before we go, we want to remind you to subscribe and leave us a 5-star review on iTunes or wherever you're listening to help the show grow. Get in on the conversations by liking our Facebook page and following us on Instagram at Social Nuisance Podcast. And if you really support all that we do, drop a dollar in our Venmo at Social Nuisance. And lastly, don't forget there is power in numbers, and together we can be a nuisance towards the betterment of humanity. My name is Imagine. That's the Mayman Motion. And we'll see you all next week on the Social Nuisance Podcast.
Peace. Love y'all.